Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday to you. You know, every time when you do not hear my music, you know I'm having some technical challenges. And that's the reason I'm on the phone this morning trying to get in on the studio. So I pray that we will get on momentarily. I am very excited about the segment today. And before I go into what the segment is on today, I want to do some housekeeping. So that means if you're on the phone and I cannot hear you, that is the reason why, because I am not able to get onto Blog Talk Radio yet via the computer. And I am still here trying to do that. However, I want to tell you about something that's happening in the next 6 weeks. In the next 6 weeks, we starting next Wednesday with Dr. Dennis Kimrow. We are going to be doing 6 weeks of Millionaire Mindset, Millionaire's Mindset. We are still in the third month of the year, which I consider to be still New Year's, and we want to prepare ourselves to make sure we get all that we are supposed to be getting. So we want to understand what does a millionaire mindset means, and there's no better person to have that conversation with other than Dr. Dennis Kimrow. He is a researcher on the topic. He is a guru in the topic. He's a professor on the topic at one of the country's top universities. So it is going to be my greatest honor and privilege to start this conversation off next Tuesday next Wednesday, the 13th of March, with Dr. Dennis Kimrow. And we have a few more people in the lineup, and as soon as I give you that list, it will not be a surprise to you, because they have been here. Some of them have been on the show before, and they are returning guests. So I look forward to that conversation. I know that that conversation is going to be extremely thought-provoking. And at the end, however, we are going to be evolving out of that. We will be building our resilience intelligence. We will be in the place and the time to reinvent ourselves. So I am very excited about that conversation on the millionaire's mindset. Again, I want to remind you that we are on every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We are on Sundays, 7 p.m. to 8:30. And the conversation on Wednesdays, we deal with the education, the inspiration, and the empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. Entrepreneurs and small business people. So that's the information we provide on Wednesdays. On Sundays, we focus on sharing stories, enlightening stories, empowering stories, invigorating stories, people who has situation that was part of their lives and could have gone to the extreme end of adversities. However, they were able to turn that around and to empower themselves and now doing great things. So we look forward to have those people share those stories. And that's on Sunday. So if you have any such story or you know of any such stories that is happening, I want for you to call me on 203-794-6208, or you can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you are welcome to send me a message here on the radio show by signing into blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson and message me. Then we will get in touch with the person. We will do a pre-show conversation and to make sure their story is authentic and that it is indeed a match. If it is a match, we will have them here to share their stories. I am still having a challenge getting on the radio site. I don't know what is going on. So we are going to just continue here on the telephone until I can get in. So that simply means the people who are calling, they are not going to be able to speak with me until I get on the phone. So in the meantime, I want to remind you that I am still looking for some volunteers to help me on the radio. We're looking for producers. We're looking for lots of different people. We are now ready to sell ads because we are close to 90-something thousand listeners, and we think that we have good numbers now that we can sell advertising space for people who want to advertise their businesses on the radio. And we are looking for people, for sales personnel, and we pay a healthy, healthy commission from yourself. The beauty about it, you can sell your advertisement globally. So that means you can hit the internet and you can sell it because the radio is a global, global platform. So I look forward to hearing from you about that. If you are interested in learning how to produce a television show, we are looking for people to train to do that. I have been offered a position up in the Bridgeport area to do a show out there, and I'm looking for some volunteers in the Bridgeport area that I can train to do the show over there. So again, the same information, you can email me or you can call me 203-794-6208 and I will give you all the information on how you can be part of this amazing opportunity. You get 12 hours of training, and you can get the training. You don't need to pay for the training, and it gets you, makes you more marketable. So that's free training. So again, email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And I think God has blessed me, and it looks like I'm getting on here now. So momentarily, we should be signing in. Sorry, we are not going to be hearing our music today, but we are still going to be going ahead. You all know, for those of you who know me, you know I don't multitask. So just give me a brief second here. Amen. to sign into this radio station and get us rock and rolling. So I'm just so thankful. I'm on here. I'm just putting in my password and to get on. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to get on here, because this is going to be a powerful, powerful conversation. And I'm just looking forward to have the women call in today. And let's talk about what does it mean to be to celebrate Women's History Month. And that's what we are going to talk about today. Here, I am going to share some of the writings from Maya Angelou, and I'm going to just honor some of the amazing women in my life, and who some of them I work with, some of them I network with, and we're going to talk about all those great things that we need to keep lifting each other up. I am going to mention some of the organizations for women that's doing phenomenal things. Women, as I mentioned in the script on the show, we are a movement. Women are doing great, great, great things. And we want to just stand right in front of all the young women and the girls and let them know that it is all right to dream big and go for your dreams, girls, whatever it is that you want to do. We want to encourage you, young angels, to go for it, because nothing is out of reach for you. Nothing. Nothing is out of reach for you. So I'm excited. I'm now seeing studio. I'm clicking on the studio. So with God's help, I should be on the studio momentarily. Yes, yes. I am very, very excited. Now I am on. I think I am going to stay on the phone. And I think I'm going to stay on the phone. So I'm doing the show on the phone and on the internet. So thank you, Lord. I am on. I am so thankful for that. So I'm sorry that we did not get to play our music this morning, but it's okay. We are on. For those in the chat room, I want to start the chat. The number to call in is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. This is the number that you can call to be part of the conversation this morning. So again, happy Women's History Month. You know, cuddle yourself, embrace yourself, and just be thankful that you are a woman, a powerful woman, a woman of strength, a woman that is making a wave into this world. You are doing great, great things. I want to honor my mother, Leonora Scarlett Clark. She was a humble woman. I lost her at the age of 13. But Mama, I love you. I embrace you. I know your spirit is always with me and make a difference in all the things I do. You taught me, Mom, at an early age that I can go for anything and I can be anything that my heart desires. I want to thank you for laying the foundation in me, a foundation that gives me endurance, perseverance, courage, and most of all, resilience. Mama, I honor you, and I know your spirit will continue to live in me. There are many women who have impacted my life over the years, but for the past year, there has been some special women who has really been standing next to me and supporting me in everything I'm doing. So I'm just going to read off the names of some phenomenal women in my life. And as I honor them, I am asking each and every one of you out there in Radioland to honor these amazing women with me. I begin with my sisters. And these are just women who embrace me, and regardless of the color of their skin, I still see them as my sister. I honor Patricia Cook, Dara Masinko, Donna Thompson Bennett, Bridget Stone, Candy Roswell, my neighbors Beth and Mocha, Lisa Dubois, Nancy LaBalbo, Blanche Taylor, Dr. Yolanda Bosman, Inez Richards, Dolores Presley, Joel Martin, Inez Spence, Alicia Andrews, Linda White, Jeanette Gibbard, Cheryl J. Clark, Joyce Storms, Eunice Brown, Maevlin Worms Clark, Shari Burling, Ida McCray, Lynn Bricker, Keisha Stuckey, Amy Kaczynski, Maevlin Brown, Judy Hanworka, Lorraine Kelly, Elaine Zimmerman, Ernestine Garris, Lo Williams, Dr. Shirley Moonshild, Sharon Williams, Patty Keckison, Valerie Del Tor, Chandel Pitts, Audrey Cushion, Sylvia Sultanfuss, Robin Davis, Maxine Hines, Vivian Harris, and Olivine Gale. And these are just a handful of the many women who has been impacting my life over these months and the past year. And I lift my hat to you, sisters. I know that you are powerful women, and I encourage you to continue doing all that you do to make a difference in the world, the community, and other people's lives. There are some women organizations that I want to honor. And the first one I want to honor is the National Association of Professional Women. Thank you for founding that organization and for continue to doing the work that you do. Thank you for trusting me enough to lead a chapter here in Connecticut. The next women organization I want to honor today is the National Association of Female Executives. Thank you, ladies, for doing a phenomenal job. The next association I want to honor is Voices of Women Worldwide. Thank you, Nancy Cutler and Vanity, for the amazing work you do. I forgot to mention my sister and friend, Jennifer Sertle, for her friendship, her love, and her guidance. And also, while I am here talking about that, one of the a powerful woman. Those of you out there on social media know her, Sabrina Jackson. She lost her mother. And Sabrina, we want to just send you a virtual hug and just love you and honor you today as well. So to go back to Voices of Women, Vanity and Nancy Cutler, for the great work that you women are doing. And this is a global organization that watches the backs, if you may, of women and all the things that's going on with women around the world. I just became a member there, and I am just so thankful for all the blog posts and everything that I get to read there. You know, it is such a pleasure to notice that women are advocating for women all over the world, regardless of their culture or religious affiliation and ethnic origin. We are our sister's keeper, and we're thankful. Sylvia Browner and the National Association of Women on the Rise. Thank you, Sylvia, for giving us a platform where we can let our voices be heard. Yes, so those were my honors for today. And I want to let you know that this next segment of the show is sponsored by Dr. Deanna Murphy.
If you're a woman of faith, you've got to attend Designing Your Personal Awesome Future with Dr. Deanna Murphy on April 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington, PA. If you're ready to renovate, redesign, and renew your soul, join Dr. Deanna, America's expert on life design, as she helps you to let go of your past, identify solutions for fear of failure, experience inner healing, and much more. Register now at myawesomefuture.eventbrite.com.
All right, so that's coming up on April 6th. We are one of the official sponsors for the event. I look forward to seeing you there, ladies. So go on down to the website and just make your registration. I think they have limited space, so you don't want to linger any longer. I'm still having problems getting into the chat room, so I'm going to log on to the larger chat room. So if you are there, just bear with me. I tell you, the Lord has one of the biggest studios in store for me where we won't have to be struggling with any of these, not being able to get on and do that kind of stuff. So I'm logging on to the larger chat room now. And then I'm going to be going back to the studio. So for those of you in the studio, I want you to just bear with me. I'm coming back, and while I wait for my callers to call in on the line, I'm going to be sharing some of the work from Dr. Maya Angelou. So just bear with me. All right. I am telling you, I need me a producer that can help me with some of this technical thing. All right. So here we go. I don't know whether or not you own this book. It's called The Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. And Maya Angelou is one of the great female poets of our time. Pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size, but when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my steps, the curl of my lips. I am a woman, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellas stand or fall down on their knees. When they swarm around me, a hive of bees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or drum or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels. The blend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenal woman, that's me. I'm going to read about Maya Angelou, and then I'm going to read about the illustrator of this beautiful book. Maya Angelou, all of my work is meant to say, you may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, the encountering may be the very experience which creates the vitality and the power to endure. As quoted in the Norton Anthology of African American Literature, she was born Marquette Jackson on April 28, 1928, in St. Louis, Missouri, but her brother Bailey nicknamed her Maya, meaning mine, educated in Stamps, Arkansas, and San Francisco, California. She is a woman of rare talents, an expedient accomplishments. Poet, writer, performer, teacher, and director, Maya Angelou is the author of the best-selling autobiographies, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, nominated for a National Book Award. Gathered together in my name and the heart of a woman, as well as five collections of poetry and the poem On the Pulse, of Mourning, which she read at the inauguration of President William Jefferson Clinton, the first African-American and the first woman to be so honored. She has published two collections of essays and three children's books. She once said, "I write for the black voice and for any ear which can hear it." In theater, she produced, directed, and starred in a cabaret for freedom in collaboration with Godfrey Cambridge at New York's Village Gate, starred Janet the Blacks at the St. Mark's Playhouse, and adopted Sir Philip Ajax, which premiered at the Mark Tapper Forum in Los Angeles in 1974. She wrote the original screenplay for the film Georgia, Georgia, and wrote and produced Black Blues Black, a 10-part television series on African traditions in American life. She has acted in numerous documentaries, featured films such as How to Make American Quilts, and television shows including Roots and Touched by an Angel. She has received many honorary degrees, is on the Board of Trustees of the American Film Institute, and is also one of the few female members of the Directors Guild. Fluent in English, Italian, Spanish, French, Arabic, and West Indian West Africa Fanti, she lectures frequently and contributes to many magazines and periodicals. She is the Reynolds Professor at Wake Forest University, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. In 1998, she made her editorial debut with Mara Mack's featured film Down in the Delta. For all these things and for the tender strength of her voice and vision, Maya Angelou is among the most respected, and admired women in the world. I honor Maya Angelou for the work that she has done and also for leading the way for us as women to continue to let our voices be heard. I also want to honor a few more women. One is Judy Hanworker. The other is Pepper Miller. Judy has devoted her life here locally in Connecticut to impacting the lives of children with a fitness program. And also her dances, her praise dances that she does to refresh the lives of her viewers. I honor you, Judy. And Pepper Miller is a marketing researcher, and her latest book is called Black Still Matters. And the writings in this book by Pepper Miller increases the IQ of Black America, critical thinking about marketing and branding. So, Pepper, I honor you for the work that you do in enlightening us about what we ought to be proactive about, and not to be still, but to let our voices be heard. I am honored that I know these women and associate with them and have them as a part of my life, and to just respect the work that they do. So if you do not yet have that book, I encourage that you pick it up and use it, because it will really enhance your vocabulary and help you to move on to a broader, broader platform. So if you are just joining the conversation, today we are encouraging ladies to call in and be part of the conversation. I want to welcome guests 3259 to the show. I'm going back and forth from the studio to the show. We are celebrating and honoring women today. So I ask you, guests, 3259, if you have women in your life that you would like to honor, I want to hand the mic over to you to call in 646-915-8166. You can call in and honor those women. Or if you want to write your list in the chat room, I will read it for you. I want to honor guest 3282. And if you have women that you would like to honor, please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Or you can write it in the chat room and I will read it out for you. You know, I observe men because they embrace, they applaud, and they lift each other up. As women, we are very reluctant in doing that. So today, I want to have open mic and allow each and every one of us as women to honor each other. It might be just one woman in your life that means a difference to you. I ask that you use this time to call 646-915-8166 and honor this person. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. You know, I remember I was born and raised in the West Indies. And I remember growing up and not too many women were professionals, because women were viewed as baby carriers or baby factories, and you know, it was like every time you look around, every woman was barefooted and pregnant. You know, so I am so honored today to see the way that we have made. We have created a movement in this world. Women are now a force to be reckoned with. There are many women who are the sole breadwinners of their families. They are out working and their husbands are home raising the families. And I honor the husbands who are doing that and just lift you up as well, and to know that you were smart enough not to let your ego stand in the way of progress. Women are making waves. They are so, I don't have the survey or the research, but there are a large number of women millionaires around the world. I was on a webinar with Susan Evans past 2 weeks ago, and I was listening to what she was saying and sharing her story of moving from a secretarial position she held for 10 years on Broadway in New York City, moved towards building her business in under 3 years to a seven-figure business. And she said, while she was sharing, she said, if I am fat, I was broke, and I'm gay, and if I can do that, so can you. So I'm here to tell you that women are making waves in this world. What progress are you observing as a woman in the areas that you play? What are some of the progress that you are noting? There are more women leaders. I know in Jamaica, we have a female prime minister, the Honorable Portia Simpson. And I remember Portia when she joined with Michael Manley back in the day. You know, when I was still there in Jamaica, and so she has walked the ranks. She has traveled from the ground floor now to the penthouse, and I honor her and all the other female leaders. Here we had Hillary Clinton, who was our Secretary of State, who did a phenomenal job. You know, there are so many women. We have Condoleezza Rice before, who did a phenomenal job. The sisters are not backing down. They are standing strong, and they are being role models for us to follow. Who are some of the women that you admire in your life? Call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I am sure you have other women that you can admire. And as I keep talking, I keep looking around. There's powerful women I look at in the local community here in Connecticut, who women who are making waves in the music industry. I look at people like Jade Goring, her daughter Coffee. I look at Rochelle Bleakley. I look at Amy. I look at Vicky Smith. I look at Jackie and all those amazing, amazing women who are just using their talent of music to praise the Lord. Sisters, I honor you. And as I look at women who are using their acting skills I look at Janet. I look at Elsie. I look at Zay. I look at Tom Martin, who used their skills and talents for the drama ministry. Ladies, I honor you for just stepping out and be bold and to encourage others. The number to call is 646-915-8166 to share your respect for women. There are women who are leading banking institutions, you know, all over the state, all over the country. They are financial planners. They are financial educators. These women are rocking and rolling the world. So gone are the days when women just stay home and have babies and fix the meal and clean up the house. We are global leaders. We are taking part in global summits. We are traveling the world to make a difference in the lives of others. So, with that being said, I encourage you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I have a prior partner out in California. I honor her. She is a phenomenal prior partner, Catherine and Monica. Those two powerful women of God, they are prayer intercessors, and they pray for people all around the world. I honor you, Monica and Kathleen, for the work that you do. I welcome guests 3375 and 3380. Do you have any women in your life that you honor? Are you a woman yourself? I want you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And what makes you celebrate Women's History Month this March? I want to hear from you. The guests in the chat room, I know sometimes people are logging on from work and cannot speak on the phone. But you can type your response in the chat room, and I will read what you say about being a woman and celebrating Women's History Month. The phone lines are open, 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now, there is still a lot of work to be done. I know women have made great progress, but yet it's still a lot of work to be done. I think it was 2 weeks ago, Dr. Deanna Murphy and I, we were discussing that on the segment I did with her. And we're talking about some struggles in the spiritual institution or religious institution where there are many men of the cloth who are not comfortable or are not receptive in sharing the podium with female leaders unless those leaders are their wives. So there's still a lot of work to be done in that area. I know I have a friend who studied to be a minister, and when she graduated, her own spiritual leader would not ordain her because he felt threatened by her leadership. And she had to move to another congregation to be ordained. So there's still a lot of work to be done, and we will just continue to pray that God will speak to those leaders who are threatened and help them to just rise from that mediocre place and to move to know that each and every one of us, regardless of our gender, if we are called to lead, we are leading in our unique way. There are two other women I want to honor this time. And one is Pastor Ruth Monroe in the Bahamas. Pastor Ruth is the wife of my mentor and spiritual leader, Dr. Miles Monroe. Pastor Ruth, I honor you. I want to honor Pastor Barbara. Pastor Barbara used to be in charge of the women's ministry at Faith Church where I worship, and she has moved on to someplace else. Pastor Barbara, I honor you. I honor you for the great work you do, for the amazing woman of prayer that you are, for all the lessons that you have taught us about being virtuous. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your teaching. And wherever you are, I pray for your continuous help and opportunity to continue leading for many, many more years. So I am letting you know that the chat room is up and running. The phone lines are open, and I encourage you to call in. We have an hour and 6 minutes remaining. And you heard me read from Maya Angelou's book, Phenomenal Woman. What makes you a phenomenal woman? You heard all the readings from her. Now I'm asking you, the listeners out there in Radio Land, what makes you a phenomenal woman? I want to hear from you. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Another woman, another local woman, a matter of fact, two women. One is an artist, Joan Claiborne. She was just so bold years ago to step out and to follow through on her calling to be an artist. And she stepped out of her corporate position and is now following through as an artist. Joan, I honor you for following your heart and the calling which you were called to do. I honor you. The other women I want to honor today is Dee Boone. Dee Boone is another woman who stepped out from a very lucrative, corporate position and now runs her own consulting business. I honor you very much, Dee Boone, for what you do. I also honor Coco Melvin. Coco Melvin is an artist and she is doing some phenomenal work up there in the Bridgeport area. Coco, I honor you for the work that you are doing and for the example and the role model you are being for young women. Young women need leaders that they can look up to know that it is all right. It doesn't matter how strange or how weird your ideas are. You can follow your heart and step out and follow it
and let it be a business, a livelihood that supports you and your family. So I honor those women again. All right, the number is 646-915-8166. You know, I look out and I can't remember when, you know, growing up as a child, there were just certain things that you used to hear that there's so many don'ts and, you know, so many restrictions that society would place on women, things that we shouldn't do. There's a lot of shouldn't. But as I grew up, I challenged the status quo and realized that they were man-made rules. And, you know, any rule that's not made by God, you know that people are going to try to break that rule. So I just look back now and I smile because I remember when I used to hear as a child growing up, oh, a woman should not wear pants, and a woman shouldn't this, and a woman shouldn't do that. And now women are wearing pants all over the place. So, you know, what are some myths that you have heard growing up that you have shattered the cage that they were placed in? And you made that cage, it's all shattered, so they are not no longer secure. And you are just making waves as a woman. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I feel led to play this song here in celebration of women.
Lord, I give you
my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, every breath I take,
every moment
of
the way, have your way,
Lord, have your way,
Lord, I give you.
California, Northern California, and I've seen the San Francisco Bridge. I've been to Southern California, and I've seen the rich estates of Beverly Hills. I've been to Colorado, and I've seen the snow-capped mountains of Colorado. I've been to Arizona. I've seen the Arizona desert. I've been to the East Coast. I've seen where the Twin Towers were in New York City. I live in Texas, so I've seen the Alamo. I've been to Trinidad, Tobago. I've seen the beautiful beaches of Trinidad, Tobago. I've been to Amsterdam in Europe. You know, Pastor, I've seen a lot of things, but I have never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
I played that song in celebration of all the women that I honor today, because as I look over the list that I have shared, the one thing I know that all, every last one of these women have is a faith. It's a strong faith and strong prior life, because if it was not for that, they would not be able to live the life they live and the roles that they play. So I wanted to play that tribute song to all the women, because we know that each and every day we get up as women, we got to rededicate our hearts and our lives to the Lord. We give our lives to him each and every day. And that's the reason why we are able to make sound decisions. Because if we were not doing that, we would not be able to make the kind of decisions we make. You know, there is one more woman I want to honor. And she has a phenomenal story. And she is making such wave in the financial arena. And it is Susie Amon. Those of you who have read her book or heard her speak, remember that she used to be a hostess in a restaurant. And it was from a loan from customers that helped her to be where she is today. So, you know, women, the young women that are out there, it doesn't matter where you are, opportunities will present themselves to you. And you ought to embrace it when it happens. And we have a caller. Caller, your last four digits are 1336. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Leanne Slaymaker. I'm calling from Washington, Connecticut.
Hey, yo, Leanne, Leanne is my sidekick in the National Association of Professional Women. I am belonging to too many organizations. Thanks, Leanne, for taking time out to call into the show today.
You're welcome.
And share your insight and Women's History Month. I was here, and earlier on I shared from the book A Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou, and I just honored a whole long list of women who are making just a difference in today's world. And I kind of know part of your story, and you are holding your own as a woman too in what you do, and I don't know whether you're going to talk about that or not today, but I want to please ask you to just tell people a little bit about, introduce yourself, and then I am sure there are women in your life you would love to honor today. And I would like to hand the mic over to you to do that, please.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Leanne Slaymaker, and I work for an organization that makes and manufactures disposable hand protection, and I'm one of their directors running two of their business units. And I thoroughly enjoy what I do every day because the days are always different for me. I took some time to kind of reflect on the topic today, and what I found was that while I was gravitating to women in history who have really helped us gain confidence, gain access, and gain experience, these women who have paved the way for people like me to be able to do the job I'm doing, to be able to have the experiences that I have, are really important and should never be forgotten. But I also look at the women in my life who are less famous, like my grandmother, who right out of high school went and got a job when that really wasn't what you did back in the 30s. My mom, who raised two kids and worked full-time and did whatever she had to do to help support the household when that wasn't really something that was happening a lot in the late 60s and early 70s. My aunts, who are nurses and respiratory therapists and have excelled in the medical field. I also have a lot of aunts and women in my life who have made choices to have a career, to not have a career. I look at all of those women and I think the one thing that I guess is their common thread is that they have this amazing ability to choose for themselves what they want to do. And then they do it.
Powerful.
So I think it's about the choice. And it doesn't matter what your choice is because your choice is personal and it's yours and it's what works best for you. And no one can really sit in judgment on that.
That's right. It's your decision to take action to make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I think this conversation today, Leanne, is so important because we want young girls to understand you have all the choices out there in front of you. You just need to make the decision to choose one.
Yep.
Choose two. Choose three. It's limitless.
Don't
listen when society tries to put you in a box and fit you in a certain mold.
Exactly. And be true to your choice. Don't do it because somebody else thinks that you have to do it. Do it because it's right for you.
And
your choice will become so much more fulfilling and enjoyable if you choose true to yourself.
That's it. That is powerful. I want to just remind people that they can call in at any time to be part of the conversation. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And you are now listening to the voice of Mrs. Leanne Slaymaker from local community here in Connecticut, and she took the time to call in because she is passionate about the topic today. Leanne, as you look over your life going back, and I think I kind of know the answer after I listened to the people you honored in your life today, and I know if time allowed for it, you could go on and on because there are many more in your community throughout your life that has done that as well. But where would you attribute your strength and power and confidence as a woman from?
Actually, from a variety of places.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, from myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There have been men and women in my personal and my professional life that have taught me how to be confident, how to stay true to my choices,
mm-hmm.
how to believe in not only what I'm doing, but how I go about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it's scary and there's fear involved, I've learned that the fear that I feel is really me learning.
That's right.
So it's not
fear.
It's learning. And so embrace it. Run to the, if you're afraid, run into it, because that's where you're going to learn. People can say things to you all day long, but until you feel it, then you know it.
That's right. That's right. That's
so,
right.
I wish there was one person, but there's not, you know, that I could just talk about one person, but there's not. It has just been, as I look back on my life, it has been my parents, my brother, people that I've worked with.
Yeah. And that's why I try to teach my clients, in don't only look one place. Every relationship, every encounter, every experience, it's part of the journey. You need to collect them. Some you're going to use right now, and others you will need to file away for a later time. But as you so eloquently stated, all areas of your life gave you different examples, and I'm rephrasing, that helps you to make the choice that molds you into the awesome power piece that you are today. If you would give a checklist to our young women today to help them stay authentically who they are, what would this checklist look like, Leanne?
Well, it wouldn't be very long. It's kind of short. But if you really want to know, if you know who you are, believe in who you are. Don't change because someone tells you to change.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you are and figure out how to bring the best of who you are out.
Beautiful.
Into the world, and let them see it and let them experience it. If you feel that you don't know who you are yet, take the time to figure it out, but don't put a time limit on it. You're going to evolve as you grow. And I am not a young woman anymore, but I feel I'm not a young woman anymore, but I do feel like I am learning as much today, and I have as much enthusiasm and passion for learning as I did when I was 16.
It
doesn't go away. You continually want to grow and evolve and be true to yourself. And sometimes that's hard and you can lose your way.
But
know your center.
That's right. That's right. It is so refreshing when you strive after acquiring knowledge. And, you know, it really hurts me when I hear people say, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm too old. I say, what? Every day that you get the opportunity to be breathing up oxygen is a day that you should commit to acquiring as much knowledge as you can. Because until you are 6 feet under, you should not stop learning.
No, you shouldn't. And you should take what you've learned, your knowledge and your experience, and pass it along with care and respect.
That's right.
To others.
That's right. That's right. You know, touching the lives of others is the rent that we pay for being part of this universe. And it's shameful to say that there are many people who have not been paying any rent because they keep in everything, every experience they have, every information they gather. They keep hoarding it, and they refuse to share it with others. And, Leanne, I know you're working. I don't know how much time you have, so I'm just going to give you the mic to say anything else that you would like to say, and to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us on this segment that is devoted to Women History Month.
I really appreciate the opportunity to have this time with you. And for your listeners, it's an amazing and empowering thing to be a woman today. And I think that as we move forward in the future, the opportunities and the choices that we have will become greater. And I think that we will take those opportunities and make those choices with care and respect, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. So I think this is a great topic, and I'm so glad that you're talking about it today.
Thank you. Thank you, Leanne, so much. And we'll be talking very soon.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you. You have a great day yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, Leanne is one, as a matter of fact, she's the vice president for the Litchfield chapter of National Association of Professional Women. She is an amazing, amazing woman. She is doing so much for so many people. She is... She is so involved with a lot of nonprofits to do with pets, the goodwill, and a lot of. I tell you, she is so busy. There's no grass that is growing under that lady's feet, and she's so energetic. Such a joy to be around. And what they say. Water seeks its own level and likes attracts like. And I tell you, I just enjoy being around her. And I know with her leadership and my leadership, the chapter in Litchfield is out for great, 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 great things. All right, so let me hear from you. I am excited that we got a caller. The call, the number to call is 646-915-8166. You know, Leanne brought up some important point there about staying true to yourself. Because, you know, isn't it interesting how so many people find joy, and I'm saying this with a lot of love and care, they find so much joy in dictating to you to tell you what is right for you. Mark you, they are not your coach. They are not your mentor. They are not your therapist. They are not your spiritual leader. Yet, they find joy in telling you what you ought to pursue and what you ought not to pursue. I'm here to tell you, ladies, listen to your heart. Follow your heart. You heard that song? Lord, I give you my heart. If you continue to give him your heart, you will always make the right choice. And if you make a choice and it did not work out the way you wanted it to work out, take time to learn the lesson from it. It's not a waste of time. You are not a failure. Just take the time to learn the lesson. Write them in your journal and you go at it again. But do not beat up on yourself. Do not complain to anybody else. Just sit down, focus on it, take some quiet time, meditate on it, and move from there. Because nothing says that we are always going to get it right the first time around. The important factor is that we do not give up. Do not quit on your dreams, women. And let me tell you, this is one of the things that I'm excited about with the National Association of Professional Women. We support each other. We take each other by the hand. Whether it is local or nationally, we take each other by the hand and we assist each other. And if you are not yet a member, I encourage you to check out our website, napw.com.
click on some buttons, listen to some videos, hear what other women are saying, and see whether it is a match for you. Women, if you have not yet realized that 2013 is your time to shine as a woman, I'm here to remind you, it is your time to shine. If you are in business, if you are a speaker, you got to find out what your message is. And you got to take your message on the road. Don't be sitting home, ladies. You got to get connected with other women or other men. It doesn't matter who and where you get your strength from. But I tell you, if you make a choice to take your message on the road, you are going to be able to provide solutions for a lot of people. You are going to be experiencing great results. But before that can happen, you must take the time to really understand why. What is your why? Why are you created? Then it is important that you make the decision to just embrace, harness, nurture that what you are about. As Leanne says, stay true to you. I am unique. There's no other Daphne. There's no other Leanne. There's no other Joyce. There's no other Trish that is standing in your shoes. You are authentically who you are. Whether you have the same name as somebody else, you are authentically you. And you must understand what that means. As Leanne says, you might be fearful. I want to welcome guest 3874 to the show. You might be fearful, but what they say, feel the fear and do it anyhow. Just step out there, and you're going to realize once you step into that mode of doing it, you're going to realize what you were afraid of was just fear itself. So, again, the line is still open. We have 36 minutes remaining. What makes you a phenomenal woman? Why are you celebrating Women's History Month this March? Let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. If you're in the chat room, just type it right there, and I will read it. What makes you a phenomenal woman? What makes you get up every morning and look in the mirror and raise your hand with a fist in the air and say, I feel powerful today? And it's not being arrogant. It is just being assertive in who you are. So the number to call is 646-915-8166. Or for those in the chat room, trust me, I did not touch that music.
Lord, I give you, give you my soul. I'm gonna live for you. I'm gonna live for you. Every breath, every moment, have your way. Lord, I give you.
Give you my soul.
I'm gonna.
I've been to California, Northern California, and I've seen the San Francisco Bridge. I've been to Southern California, and I've seen the rich estates of Beverly Hills. I've been to Colorado, and I've seen the snow-capped mountains of Colorado. I've been to Arizona. I've seen the Arizona desert. I've been to the East Coast. I've seen where the Twin Towers were in New York City. I live in Texas, so I've seen the Alamo. I've been to Trinidad, Tobago. I've seen the beautiful beaches of Trinidad, Tobago. I've been to Amsterdam in Europe. You know, Pastor, I've seen a lot of things. But I have never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread.
Lord, I give you.
I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, and for those of you who are listening, you're probably going to think that I have lost my mind. I did not touch the play button on that music, and when I went back to my audio clips and looked at the button was on the off position. So for whatever reason the Holy Spirit played that song again, it was needed to be played. So I tell you, I just let it go. I don't know what that was all about, but I am thankful that I allowed it to play. So again, we have 30 minutes remaining. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I want for you to call in and let me know what makes you a phenomenal woman. Why do you wake up every morning and glad that you are a woman? And I'm going to lead the way and wait on the phones to begin to light up the board, because every woman should know what gets her ticking. For me, what makes me a phenomenal woman? My ability to love and to be lovable. My ability to be an excellent, exceptional listener. I am a leader. I am a mother. I am a sister. I am an aunt. I am a cousin. I am a friend. I am a sister-in-law. I am an empowering person. I am a person who can inspire you to become motivated. I am a phenomenal woman because I am humble. I am courageous. I know how to tap into my fortitude to get the results that I need. I am a phenomenal woman because I am blessed to have a high resilience intelligence. I can say that with confidence, because I've been through a lot and I'm still here to tell the story. So, I am a phenomenal woman because I'm a great cook. I am someone that can start a relationship with a stranger. I will talk to anybody. I am a phenomenal woman because
I know how to take time to smell the roses. I am a phenomenal woman because I understand my authenticity. I am a phenomenal woman because I know I am unique. I am a phenomenal woman because I know that there are no limits to my potential. I am a phenomenal woman because when there's a time that I need to cry, I cry, and I know that my tears will soothe my soul and cleanse me. I am a phenomenal woman because I am a child of God. What makes you a phenomenal woman? I want you to call me up, 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So now, I want to just go over a checklist here that phenomenal women should always look after themselves first. So then, phenomenal woman, after you look after yourself first, you can begin to look after your family. In order for you to be a powerful, phenomenal woman, you need to have your spiritual life in order, whatever that means for you. You sit down, you assess it, you analyze it, and you put it into motion. So you look about your spiritual life, you place yourself first after that, then you look after your family, your community, your business, whatever it is that you are doing comes next. As a powerful, phenomenal woman, understand about what choices you need to take that is advantageous to you. As a phenomenal woman, the goals that you go after should be the goals that you choose to go after, not goals that you are manipulated to take up. Know your strengths. Know what makes you tick. Know your highs and know your lows. What are the areas of your life, powerful, phenomenal woman, that you need to improve? Are there areas in your life as a woman that you are tolerating? There comes a time when you must assess and you will need to cut them loose. Cut them loose. Are you a phenomenal woman, yet you are harboring guilt and judgment and jealousy? If you are, then you need to make the decision to get rid of those things. As a woman, ask yourself this March, as I celebrate Women's History Month, what difference am I making in the lives of other sisters? Am I mentoring someone? Am I buddy with someone? Am I just calling someone to see how they are doing and how can I assist them? Am I calling someone to say,
I just feel like calling you to let you know that I am thinking about you. There are many questions as women that we can ask ourselves. And it is not a judgment call. It is a call that will hold us accountable. I know one of the things that I'm going to be honest with you and very transparent. I struggle with confiding in a lot of women. There are a handful of women that I confide in and I am extremely transparent about. And that is something that I myself am working on. I want to encourage you, find other women that you can be transparent with and that you can grow together. It doesn't need to be a great, great big list. But whatever you need as a woman, whatever the number is that will work for you, connect with that number and work on the things that you need to work with. I'm sitting here and I don't think I had honor. My great, 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 amazing print designer, Chandel Pitts. I want to honor her. She is another amazing, amazing woman that provides great work for a lot of other people. So I'm glad I remember before I got off the air. So, back to the things you need to do and to take inventory. As a phenomenal woman, what's your nutritional priority? You know, are you flexible and applicable to modifying your lifestyle, especially if you are someone who is not practicing a healthy lifestyle? Phenomenal women do what's best for them. Yes, we do. And it's not about being selfish, but it's just knowing that if we cannot give the best for ourselves, we are not in a position to give the best for anybody else. I want to welcome guest 4099 to the show. If you have women in your life that you honor and want to applaud today and lift up, please call in 646-915-8166 and take the mic and honor those women in your life. If you yourself are a woman, I want for you to share with us what are the phenomenal traits in you as a phenomenal woman. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And guest 4099, if you want to type something in the chat room, you can please do so, and I will read it. If you want to call, the number to call is 646-915-8166. While you type, I will be back. I'm going to the chat room to see if there's anyone who calls in. Yes, I tell you, as women, we wear so many different hats. You know, I always get so tickled when I work with a female who spent years at home raising her family, and now they became empty nester because the children are grown and gone, and she decides that I want to do something for me now. So she's kind of at the phase, where she's reinventing her life and who she is. And she
always says, oh, I have not worked for so many years. I was at home raising children. And as I hand her a legal pad and ask her to jot down on the page, on each page, the name of all her children. So a page for each child I would ask her to do. And after she writes that, it's still standing out in my mind, was a lady who raised 5 children. So she wrote up a page for each child. So my next instruction to her was, would you please jot under each child's name the different activities you did for them before they were grown and moved out of the home. And after she did that, we looked at them and I said, okay, now read them out for me. And she would read them. And after she reads them, then we would group them under different categories. There was things like time management, event planning, negotiation, and the list goes on and on and on. And I will never forget, her mouth fell open because she did not view all those skills over the years as skills that were marketable. And I said to her, these were the things you did and you did them well. Now, what we need to do, we need to market them, place them in a marketable format where you can be hired for that. So women, those of you who are at home, all is not lost because you are raising a family. As a matter of fact, it puts you ahead of the game because you have experience in a diverse area that you can utilize. So that can be your story, like my clients, that you've been home raising your family and you're listening to me today and you say, well, I haven't worked in a long time and I don't know that I am phenomenal. I don't know that I am marketable. Just look over the things that you have been doing all these years. I tell you, begin now to create a list for yourself. I will begin today. Today is the 6th of March, 2013. I will start today to make the right decisions for me. I will focus on what I am making the choice to do in my life. I want to make sure it's not about me, but it is about impacting the lives of others. As a woman today, I will learn my story if I have not yet done so. I will create my story in a way that I can use it to touch the lives of others and that I can tell it in such a way that it will help me to be extremely financially compensated from that for my livelihood. Today, as a woman, I decide that I am going to look after self. I will not be selfish. I will do for me before I do for others. And by doing so, I fully understand that that is not selfish, but it is self-advantageous for me to do that in order for me to be in a position to do for others. Because it is only by my experience in excellence
that I am able to give to others. As a woman, today, I make the pledge that it is my time to shine. I will see myself on the pinnacle of everything that I touch to do. I will not tear myself down. I will not allow anyone to belittle me. As a woman, I will not allow anyone to describe me in any stereotypical way. As a woman, I have strong faith. I have confidence. I utilize my passion. I know my purpose in life. As a woman, I chose only to associate with other women and people who will take me higher in life. As a woman, I will not settle for any relationship that is not adding value to me. As a woman, and a powerful woman, I will never, under any circumstances, place myself in compromising situation. I am a powerful woman, and this is my pledge to myself today. Now, if you are listening to this episode today, if you are a powerful woman, I encourage you to take your pledge, draft your pledge, a pledge that you can design for your own life, a pledge that will make you feel stronger in repeating it to yourself on a daily basis. I tell you, if you had not committed to yourself before, I challenge you to commit to yourself today, to embrace yourself as a phenomenal, powerful woman. I want to welcome guest 4172 to the show. We still have 10 minutes, so if you have a woman that you want to lift up today, you can call in 646-915-8166, or please type in the chat room the women you would like to honor today. I tell you, I thank my caller for calling, Leanne Slaymaker, for calling in, for the people who join on and listening on their tablets or computers or their telephones. Thank you for your support today. I encourage you to come back on Sunday when we will be on at 7 p.m. And then next week we will start our Millionaire Mindset Series. We are going to be doing 6 weeks of that. I'm going to have different experts on. My first guest to start off is Dr. Dennis Kimrow, and he's going to be on next Wednesday, the 13th of March at 10 a.m. You don't want to miss that brother. He is one bad brother. And I tell you something, he's going to ruffle some feathers, but I tell you, at the end of his conversation, we are going to be having the right mindset. Because you know something? This year is 2013. Enough is enough. We got to understand that we got to make some difference in our financial situation, myself included. Each and every one of us, man, woman, child, everybody, we got to make a difference. You know, everybody keeps saying about the economy and what the economy is doing. I tell you, it is up to us to make a difference in this economy. So if you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, the ball is in our court. It is our opportunity to begin to play. We have the ball. as entrepreneurs, and we better play a good game. So I want you to join me on this. I have some phenomenal people that I have invited to be part of this conversation. I know Dr. George Shee Fraser is going to be one of our speakers. He already confirmed. I've invited people like James Amps, Ed Foxworth, Dr. Miles Monroe, Dina Herbert, Deborah Hardnett, you know, and the list goes on. I've invited Willie Crawford, Kathleen Cage, you know, Susan Evans. I have not yet gotten confirmation from all of them, but I'm telling you, this 6 weeks is going to be rocking and rolling. So, you know, mark your calendar. It's going to be 6 weeks of Millionaire Mindset, and that is starting next week. Another person that I invite is Simon T. Bailey. I know that he travels a lot. And Sam Orme is another person that I invite to be part of this conversation. So I tell you, I have not yet scratched the surface. I was just like dropping a couple of names. So you know the people who is on the list that I invite to be part of the Millionaire Mindset. So I am excited about that. I am looking forward to that. I know it's going to be an awakening for all of us as entrepreneurs. All of us. Each and every one of us has the ability to create wealth. And it is not as difficult as we think it is. So I decided that we are going to do these segments there to help us to learn what we need to do to create wealth. And again, if you know anybody, because I don't know everybody, I'm just going in my network to choose the people who I know can have an extremely provocative dialogue around the topic. But if you have someone in your network that you think can add value to this conversation, by all means, you can call me at 203-794-6208. You can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can message me here on the radio show with the name and contact information of the person you would love for me to include in this conversation. For those of you who have joined me today, I thank you, I honor you, I show gratitude and respect to you. Guest 4172, I encourage you to catch the archive and just share it with everybody else, and I look forward to seeing you again. Mark the show favorite, add us as a friend so you can be kept informed of all the things that we are doing. I remind you that you were created for a specific destiny. I want you to pay attention to it. I want you to make the decision to take action in cultivating that which you were called for. Do not allow anything or anyone to derail you off your destiny train. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning into this broadcast. I will see you again right here on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday. If you have not yet signed up to follow me on Twitter, check me out at Dynamic Daphne. On Facebook, I am Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com LinkedIn.com/dynamicDaphne. I am on LinkedIn. I am on Cloud. I am all over there on Facebook, on the social media. And please, stop by my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and get some freebies and become part of our network. Love you, love you, love you. And I'll see you again on Sunday. Stay blessed.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Purpose tonight.